Passion, Pride and Protest, A Personal History of Queer Pubs. Episode 3, Protest.
LGBTQ plus venues are a welcoming space for the community, but also a place where we can get our political mojo as well. And we've got a proud history of protesting and standing up for our own rights and the rights of others.
I definitely do remember in the time, you know, of Section 28 of the AIDS crisis, you know, queer places as just being a safe space. It was a place to pick up leaflets, maybe information about sexual health. I would go there and see information about activities and political demonstrations. So queer places were very important for sort of disseminating information that you needed at a time when, you know, you had a couple of free gay newspapers, but the internet didn't really exist.
I think that there's hundreds of years, isn't there, of pub history in terms of people being able to talk about change and protest and gather, and queer rights and queer activism taking place in those spaces is just another part of that.
It's where we meet, it's where we find lovers, it's where we plan better futures, it's where we try and change the country, if it's, you know, change the law.
Historically, these places have been venues for people to gather, to, you know, identify with each other, to build political movements against discrimination, to build campaigns against HIV and AIDS in the 1980s.
Pubs are places where good things happen. Lovers are met, friends are hugged, beer is drunk, and sometimes there's that happy chaos that only happens when you're in a venue surrounded by other people. Let's hope we get back to those days very soon. Queer pubs in particular are often portrayed as places defined by this kind of partying, a type of hedonism that goes along with defying convention and living life outside of social norms. And thankfully, some queer pubs are exactly like that, but that's never been the sole function of the LGBT venues in my life. They've always been so much more than that.